Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the second episode of Power Rangers Mega Force, He Blasted Me with Science, which first aired on February 9th, 2013, written by David McDermott and directed by Jonathan Zacher. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Much like Samurai, we will have those intros for the rest of the series. Yay. Yeah, don't get in trouble, dude. Fun.
Who are you? What do you want?
My name is Kreepox. Remember it.
All right, Kreepox. You still haven't told me what you're doing here.
I've come to see what sort of creature dares challenge us mighty insectoids. So very soft.
Is this a dream? Or... is he recalling something that happened earlier?
But I won't fight you just to prove it.
Oh, you'll fight me. Count on it.
He fell asleep already? Wow. Is this like finals? You finish and you leave? Jeez. Wow, she finished pretty quick, even faster than Noah.
I just wanted to ask if I could walk you home.
What? You afraid to walk by yourself?
No.
Got him.
I wanted to talk to you. You know, about this weekend.
Admiral Malcor, I believe we should study these humans and learn their weaknesses. I see.
Ha! I already did that. I tested one this morning and he wouldn't fight me. They are weak. We should begin the invasion at once and wipe out all
of them. Ah, so it was a sort of a flashback.
Perhaps Breck is right. UFO, I have need of your scientific skills.
An honor, sir. How can UFO serve you?
I want you to find the human's weakness.
Your wish is my command, master. Of course, I'll need some humans to experiment on.
Then capture them. As many as you need.
So, that clip we just watched of him putting the this card in the morpher, that was from last episode. It's just that they went through the process of digitally recoloring it so that it looked like the jacket that, what's his name's wearing instead of the Sentai jacket. This is one of those series where it's really interesting and confusing as to some of the decisions that they make. They will go through the process of digitally recoloring jackets so that it'll fit this American footage, or digitally removing whole Megazords that they aren't introducing, but they can't be bothered to mess with the cards at all. Nowhere?
Certainly sounds like me.
Wow. Cryptozoology? ESP? Extraterrestrials?
Yes, I'm convinced that science will one day find the answer to these great mysteries.
Well, me too. I have always been fascinated by this stuff.
You have?
Absolutely. The Marfalites, the Pyrrhus map, the Jersey Devil.
My boy.
Oh my god, there's only one other person in the entire world that likes this stuff? Really?
I could carry your books for you, if you want.
Wow, how retro of you.
It's going well.
Well, since we're teammates now, I thought maybe we should get to know each other a little better. Socially.
Whoa, time out. Listen, Jake, you're probably a great guy. In fact, I think you're out of this world.
Really? Whoa, this is so not what I expected.
Wow. You
must be dreaming.
Yeah, you are.
These sauces are up to you and I can handle.
You really think so?
Let's go.
UFO is just UFO, and he turns into five USOs. Yeah, do something about it. It's Morphin time, I think. I actually like this music. This part. I kind of wish it had been the theme song for the series instead of just copying and slightly retooling the one from last season. But, you know, we are in an anniversary, so I can kind of see why they decided to do it. It's just kind of annoying.
Mega Rangers, you're the perfect specimens for my research program.
Let those people go.
I'm really very sorry, but I cannot allow you to interfere with my experiments.
He said Mega Rangers.
That would be a no.
That's a Sentai team from many years before this.
A much larger mass beneath the waterline.
Precisely. Even a layman can see that the increasing amplitude indicates. Great googly moogly! Flying saucers at last! Are you seeing this? Where did he go?
I think he went out the door, dude. And he solved the Rubik's Cube before he left. Okay.
Guys, it's Gia! We've got trouble at the beach! It's Cora!
my experiment right now! All Maribel to proton blasts!
We don't let injuries stop us! Hi-ya!
Thanks, Emma. He keeps talking about some experiment.
He thinks he's a scientist.
I get it. He wants to see what makes us tick, and he's gonna start on those people over there.
So it's perfect that the scientist of the team, aka Noah, would not be there yet. Wait. Jake and Gia had their weapons out this whole time. They're just now getting to the round to actually saying the names. About darn time.
CJ, I told you flying saucers were real. If we live through this, I will never doubt you again.
Sorry to spoil the bromance, guys, but I think it's time to take this guy down.
Gia's right. Fury of the Dragon! Yeah! Mega Force Red!
Flames of the Phoenix! Mega Force Pink!
Venom of the Snake!
Oh, I see. Since Noah showed up, we can now do the roll call. Well, what part of your experiment explains the explosions behind them when they say Mega Force?
You won't stop me from... Let me go!
If you say so. Shark Bowgun!
Let's try and of our own.
Right!
Mega weapons!
Combine!
Target,
not really an experiment. I mean, you did this last time.
Sky power! Energize!
Land power! Energize! Sea power! Energize!
Mega Force Blaster!
Ready!
Ha! Bring it on!
Now run, get the heck out of there. Go, go, go.
Brock, unleash your pets.
My royal weapon. I'll send my Zombats at once.
Disgusting creatures. Wherever did you get such filthy abominations?
As royalty, I have access to much more advanced technology. They're robotic. Far too complex for you to understand. Zombats, go!
Robotic makes me think that at some point we're just going to see them start blowing up or getting destroyed or something. Oh, this is how they're growing this season. Okay. Have you ever heard of Power Rangers before? Oh, no, they hadn't. They were very confused about Power Rangers before. Oh, here we go.
Even greater powers at your command, but controlling
them requires great skill and discipline.
We're ready, Gosei. We have to be.
Then take these power cards and use them wisely.
A card? Like the one for the Megaforce Blaster, but it's blank. They're Zords!
Rangers, we're back in the fight.
Morphers ready!
But they all have the wrong names on them. Are they going to work? Actually, those work. But I guess it's because they're just using the names of the Japanese version. Mechazord? Okay. Does that mean we're going to have the Mecha Megazord? That's going to be hard to say. Ha! Whoops. How do you know that?
Perhaps we have underestimated the powers these humans possess.
They can't be doing all this alone.
We must learn what it is that sustains them. Then we shall bend them to our will.
Morpher!
Morpher!
I'm really flying a dragon!
Let's put your machines to the test!
All right, so we're not going to get, like, in the Zord cockpit mega modes for this season or the super season because, again, the budget is confusing. So they're just using the Sentai footage for Zord cockpit stuff this time around. Which is fine. I mean, it's not like it's the first time we've used the Sentai footage for the Zord cockpit stuff. Yeah, well, don't make her look at the sun, you idiot. Emma has that kind of more high-pitched voice like Mia and Emily did last season. So it takes a minute to get used to. Gia's is lower, so it's different. It's a little more bass to it, so it seems to fit better. I don't know. I feel like this is the only time we're going to see the separate Zords doing much. I wonder if we're actually going to get the Megazord this time.
Guys, the last one's going down.
Impressive, but ultimately futile.
He's indestructible.
So, let's resume our experiments.
Maybe we will.
And
We do have an interesting combination of CG and practical effects for this. Nice. There's CG, but that's practical. The customary first Megazord battle, walk through blasts and everything. Ooh, barely touched the bad guy there. So, don't let this fool you. They're just using the Sentai names to help with the cards, I think. Ah, yes. That's this year's catchphrase every time they win. We must get rid of those Power
Rangers. I'm proud of you, Rangers. Your bravery and teamwork saved the day.
Oh boy, you guys flew!
Thank you, Gosei. So, we had a pretty good team out there. A couple hardcore monster busters.
Really gonna go there? I at least twice, Monster Buster. Besides, we never should have gone in by ourselves. We're supposed to be a team. All of us.
You're right. It was much easier when we all worked together.
We're each pretty awesome on our own, though.
But as a team, we're unbeatable.
So, right there, Noah had absolutely no lines. And the way they had him standing, it almost looked to me like his actor wasn't there. And they had someone standing in, but it looked pretty convincing with his hair and everything. But I'm guessing that wasn't the actual Noah, is my guess. I don't know. All right, and that's going to do it for this episode of Power Rangers Mega Force. You know, as Power Ranger episodes go, that's not so bad. There's a lot of Sentai footage, but that's what they do at this early juncture. Also, Jonathan Zacher was a big Sentai fan, so he's going to be doing that. That's part of the problem, I think, is from what I remember. But anyway, overall, that wasn't terrible. I'm still having a tough time remembering everyone's names. Well, actually, you know what? I've got Jake and Gia, Emma and Noah. Can't remember. Off the top of my head, I cannot remember the Red Ranger's name. Troy! Of course, Troy! Duh. Yeah. So you can see how memorable he is. The acting they're working on, you know, if it's like last season, it's going to take a minute to get the acting down. The Samurai guys, they got better. Especially, like, Emily and Jaden. So hopefully, Troy and, like, Emma will get better. The annoying thing is the names. The guys are not bad, but last season it was Mia and Emily, and now it's Gia and Emma. It does not help anything. But anyway, all right, well, that's going to be today's episode. That's like I said. Next time, we'll be watching the third episode, Going Viral. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.